Chapter 24. And Baby Makes 3. A tragic number of dogs lose their previously happy homes when the first human baby joins the family and usurps Lady's role as the favored only child. What makes this even more of a tragedy is that it doesn't have to happen. Wise parents-to-be take steps to ensure that Lady will accept her baby brother or sister with little or no resistance, and thus successfully avoid the Lady and the Tramp syndrome. Dogs and babies. As with most training challenges, the sooner you start, the better. Many couples are childless for years before the blessed event occurs. It is more difficult to convince an 8-year-old lady to accept the little bundle of joy if she's never been around babies than it is if mom and dad have gone out of their way to make good things happen whenever babies were around. This is a good thing to do even if you are absolutely positive you never will have children of your own. There are babies and children all around us, and having Lady bite Aunt Meggie's new baby during family Thanksgiving dinner at your house is guaranteed to put a damper on the festivities. Puppy steps. If possible, start when Lady is a puppy. Find a baby. If you don't have a family member, friend, or neighbor with one, go to the community park at least once a week on nice sunny days. There are always mothers and babysitters with babies and toddlers at parks. Be sure to keep Lady on a leash, scoop her poop, and obey all other dog-related park regulations. You have already taught Lady to sit, lie down, walk politely on a leash, and not jump on people. So, she is very well behaved in this social environment. Your job is to continue to click and reward her for her superlative behavior and to make sure that no one frightens or hurts her. Between the ages of 4 weeks and 4 months, a puppy passes through her critical socialization period, during which she learns what is safe and what is not safe in the world. You want her to think that having children around is not only safe, but that it also means lots and lots of great treats. Don't be stingy here. Leave Lady's dinner kibble at home. Instead, get out the hot dogs, cheese, steak, chicken, whatever Lady likes best, and keep feeding her one tiny piece at a time. You don't even need to click her for this. You're not trying to change or teach a behavior. You're trying to influence the way that her brain responds to the presence of children. This is called classical conditioning, like Pavlov's salivating dogs. We just want Lady to realize that the presence of babies and small children is a reliable predictor of wonderful treats. Use Lady's all-time favorite treat, and give her this treat only in the presence of children. I have to admit, if I got a bowl of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream every time small children were around, and only when they were around, I might like them better myself. You can also have the baby's parents or babysitters and some well-behaved small children feed treats to Lady and pet her gently so that she realizes that not only do good things happen when kids are around, some of the good things actually come from the children. In Lady's eyes, that makes kids even better. If you teach the adults and children that Lady has to sit before she gets the treat, you are also reinforcing her no-jumping zone behavior around little humans, another good thing to do in preparation for the eventual arrival of your own human puppy. While you are doing this, be careful to protect Lady from children who may hurt or frighten her, intentionally or otherwise. If she has a traumatic experience with a child during this time, that is, if a child hurts or scares her, she could easily decide that children are very bad things and dislike them forever. You definitely don't want that. If Lady is already beyond 4 months, it's not too late to help her like children. It's just not as easy. You may need to go to the park 2 or 3 times a week, or even every day. If she is wary of children, Sit at a distance where she appears comfortable. Take along a folding chair. And feed her treats. You may recall that this is called counter-conditioning, changing the way a dog's brain reacts to a stimulus, in this case the presence of children, from negative to positive. When Lady seems to be happily anticipating her visit to the park, treat bar, gradually start moving the chair closer to the kitty activities. You may recall that this is called desensitization, gradually bringing the stimulus, children, closer and closer without reactivating the dog's fear or distrust of them. If your dog is fearful of children, you should not have them attempt to feed her until your counter-conditioning and desensitization program is well down the road and she's realizing that children are good and valuable predictors of fantastic treats. Remember, this can take a long time. Don't expect to accomplish it all in one session. It can take weeks, even months, of dedicated work to convince a dog who has previous negative associations with children to decide that noisy, hyperactive little humans are really good things to have around. That's why it's easier to start with puppies. That's also why, if you are starting with an adult dog, you need to begin the baby preparation process early, preferably before Junior is even a gleam in Mom and Dad's eyes. Before baby's arrival. Let's assume Lady already likes kids. Lucky, or wise, you. And the little bundle is on the way. You are still not off the hook. You need to be sure that Lady is going to continue to like kids even after Junior arrives. Dogs are stressed by change, and stress causes aggression. Things are sure going to change when Junior arrives, and aggression around the new baby is absolutely unacceptable. You can make the change smoother by doing it gradually. This creates less stress all at once, and also avoids having Lady associate all of the changes with the arrival of the baby. If Lady's crate and toy box are now in the spare room that is going to become the nursery, evict her now, not the week before the baby is due. Find her another wonderful spot to call her own, perhaps a corner in the master bedroom, not the backyard or the laundry room in the basement. The goal here is to maintain her quality of life while making the necessary accommodations for the baby. If Lady sleeps with you on your bed, and won't be allowed to do so post-baby, put a wonderfully comfortable dog bed or crate for her in the corner of your bedroom and start making her sleep in it now. Make it very rewarding for her by giving her favorite treats and toys to her when she is on her bed, even lying on it with her. If necessary, tether her near her bed at night so she can't slide up onto yours while you are sound asleep. Prevent her access to your bed when you are not there by closing the bedroom door or putting boxes or other objects on the bed so she can't get up. Maybe Mom has an evening ritual of cuddling on the sofa with Lady during the evening news. If that's going to be replaced with a nursing Junior ritual, change it now. Teach Lady that cuddle time happens when Mom gets on the floor with her instead, and make sure Mom gives the dog a reasonable amount of quality cuddle time on her turf. Or gradually have Dad take over dog cuddling duties, since he can't nurse Junior. Put up baby gates now, if you plan to restrict your dog's access to certain parts of the house after the baby arrives. If possible, rather than shut her out, use the go-to-your-spot exercise to teach her to stay in one spot on her rug in the nursery when you are changing diapers or putting Junior down for a nap. The more Lady can continue to be part of the family and family routines, the happier she'll be. The happier she is, the less stressed she is, and the less likely that there will be any aggression problems related to Junior's arrival. Scrutinize your daily routine. Identify rituals and places that could create conflict when baby moves in. Does Lady like to race you up and down the stairs, body slamming you in the process? Practice your stay exercise, so she will park at the top of the stairs until you can walk all of the way down safely, with your arms full of a pretend baby wrapped in a towel to make it seem real. Does she get underfoot in the kitchen? That's another good opportunity for go to your spot. Is she accustomed to riding shotgun in the passenger seat of the car? Have her start riding now in a travel crate in the back of the van, or seat belted safely in the back seat. Any other changes that you can identify and implement well in advance of the baby's arrival will make the transition smoother for you as well as your dog. It will be stressful enough for all of you when the time comes anyway. After baby's arrival. Finally, the blessed event has happened. Mom rushes to the hospital for delivery, and Lady sits at home wondering what all the fuss is about. Dad comes home hours later, and even Lady can tell that something's changed. Dad just seems different. And where, by the way, did he leave Mom? Mom's gone for a few days, but Dad brings home a tiny blanket and lets Lady sniff it. It smells sort of like Mom, sort of like a vet hospital, but there's also a different human smell on it. Lady can tell it's a human puppy smell. Every so often, Dad takes it out of its sealed plastic bag, shows it to the dog, and feeds her a cookie. By the time Junior comes home, Lady will have already begun to associate his scent with cookies. A few days later, Mom and Junior come home. Dad holds Junior outside while Mom goes in and greets Lady. She knows that Lady is going to be very excited to see her after her absence, and she wants their reunion to be a positive one, without worrying that Junior might be accidentally hurt. A moment later, after the dog settles down, Dad comes in with Junior in his arms. If Lady tries to jump up to see the bundle, Dad turns his back. Mom is standing by with clicker and treats, and when the dog sits, Mom clicks and feeds her a goodie. Then, Dad bends down and lets her sniff the baby. If Lady is gentle, Mom clicks and treats again. If Lady gets too excited, Dad calmly says, "Off," and turns slightly to block her with his body. As soon as the dog backs off, Mom clicks and treats, and continues to click and reward Lady for being calm around Dad and Junior. Dad and Mom swap baby and clicker, and Mom sits on the sofa. Now Dad clicks Lady for good behavior, and Mom holds Junior and protects him from any over-solicitous greeting that the dog may offer. Both parents carefully avoid verbal or physical corrections. They want Lady to know that having the baby around is a good thing. If she gets yelled at every time she tries to see the baby, she's more likely to decide that babies are not good. Dogs and kids. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, report that some 420,000 children were treated for dog bite injuries in 1994. A statistic like that can terrify new parents. But in reality, dogs and kids can be best pals, providing parents take proper precautions. Never leave dogs, babies, and/or small children under age 10 or older if the dog is large and active, together unsupervised. No matter how trustworthy the dog, a responsible adult must always be actively observing the interaction between dog and baby human or humans. When a dog mauls toddler tragedy occurs, it is invariably the fault of the adult who failed to supervise, not the fault of the dog. Give the dog an escape route. When Junior starts moving, he can be pretty determined and irritating. Lady should not have to tolerate toddler fingers in her eyes, ears, and mouth. Teach Lady how to jump over a low barrier to reach safety, if she has had enough baby for the moment. Dogs who can't escape their tiny tormentors are more likely to bite in self-defense. Teach your dog dog bite inhibition, so that if she does feel compelled to bite in self-defense, she will give an inhibited warning bite rather than a serious bite. Teach your children to respect the dog. Children should handle dogs gently and kindly. As soon as Junior is old enough to understand, he needs to learn that it is not okay to hit, poke, kick, or pull Lady's ears or tail. He should also be taught that Lady's crate is her sanctuary. She is never to be disturbed there. Until he is old enough to understand, it is the responsibility of the supervising adult to prevent Junior from tormenting Lady. Teach your children basic dog safety tips. Never approach an unfamiliar dog. Never run away from a dog. Never scream near a dog. Stand still when an unfamiliar dog approaches. Do not hug a dog unless an adult has told you that you can hug him. Do not stare into a dog's eyes. Do not disturb a dog who is sleeping, eating, resting in his crate, or with or near her puppies. Do not play with the dog unless supervised by an adult. Do your training homework, socialize and supervise, and teach your kids good doggy manners, and Lady will be a household fixture and beloved family member for all of her remaining years.